What is good, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to the Hype Report. Today, we have a very special guest, someone very big in the fashion space, fashion TikTok. He's told me I cannot give out his government name. So welcome to you, 5 Foot. What's good, bro?
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm excited. It's someone, you know, I've wanted you to have come on for a long time, bro.
I appreciate it. I'm excited to be here. The set is great as well.
The set, bro, everyone always says that, man. The fellas are fucking amazing. They've killed it, bro. The set is very, very sexy. How's life?
Life is good.
Yeah?
Life is good, thanks, yeah.
What have you been up to? Tell the people a little bit. Well, I mean, most people probably know who you are here, but tell the people who don't what you do, who you are, what you're about.
I am a man who gets dressed in the morning, films it, puts it on the internet. I basically just anything fashion related, really. That's literally me, TikTok and Instagram.
Yeah, I feel like it's nice actually, because although the broad space, we're in the same space, but we also do very, very different stuff.
Yeah,
which I really quite like. I think it's quite sick. So usually I'm not too competitive, but obviously with someone like yourself, I usually watch your content and it's like, it doesn't like, not like it'd be an issue if it did touch mine, but like it's just, I just enjoy it. You know, and I look at it, it's like, oh, cool.
I appreciate that.
Cool.
I do the same.
What I'm saying is like, this content is so different.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like yours is very like, you know, it's going to go viral.
Yeah.
Whereas when I post mine, I'm like, oh, it could go viral, but it probably won't go viral.
Well,
but
yeah.
I feel like you know what you're doing a bit more in terms of that, but.
Yeah, I think there's a bit of a misconception there of like if what you're doing is never going to get, it won't always guarantee the viewership, right? But what it does guarantee is the niche and people always coming back. And that's often more valuable to brands as opposed to maybe some of the stuff I do. So yeah, man, you're killing it.
That is true, actually. No.
Killing it. And you know your niche, which is sick. A lot of creators, I went for, when I was like 200-300K, I was kind of like wobbled a little bit. And I went on a couple of different like paths in terms of like what fashion content I was creating or content in general. I remember I made this like terrible John Cena meme video once, which is just fucking random.
I think I've seen that, you know.
And it was so bad. It was so bad. Oh, mate, it was the one that was awful. And then I looked at myself in the mirror. I was like, bro, what are you doing, man? This isn't you. So
yeah, but I think everyone has to go through that. I'm kind of going through that now. It's sort of like every day I wake up and I'm like, oh no, I need to start doing this. Or no, I need to make this kind of content.
Yeah,
but at the end of the
day,
like, you just have to make what you enjoy making.
Yeah,
otherwise,
it's
never going to, people are going to know you're not enjoying it, you know?
Like, yeah. Yeah. I think if people want to know about style and like actual like aesthetic and shit like that, like they go to you.
No, they don't.
You think they do, no?
Nah. Well, I like to think I can dress to a level.
Right.
But I think my fashion and style is very like trend based. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say I've got really like original style.
Yeah.
But I think for people who are sort of just getting into fashion or maybe like at a decent level of fashion, like my content probably is really appealing.
Yeah.
But to those guys who have that really sort of elevated style, the more mature fashion, elevated stuff, I feel like that's when they're going, oh, this guy's cringe.
Yeah,
like,
it sucks.
I'm going somewhere else. Like, why is he not wearing loafers every day? It's like,
relax,
bro.
Yeah, I get that. No, I think I'm probably like super like entry, like mainstream entry is what I want to be like the first guy, like, if you're like first getting into like shoes or fashion, and people be like, who might have any pre-existing idea of like,
oh, you're 100% that guy.
That's what I want to be. That's exactly what I want
to
be.
Like the first guy on the app where you open, you're like, someone's like, all right, I need to learn more about fashion. Let me go on TikTok.
Like baseline and foundation shit. I don't want to be telling people about how to dress super well or like, because that's not me anyway. But I think that's what you do really well.
Thank you.
Maybe like the next stage, it was kind of like the gateway.
Do you know what it is? And I also feel like I'll get to that point, but it's almost like people can sort of follow me there and elevate at the same time in a way.
Sure.
And I do get quite a lot of messages of people are like, oh, you've changed my style and I've liked seeing your style evolve. And
that's
it. I'm like looking forward to seeing what happens next. And it's like, that's great. But like at the same time, I am usually just following trends. So don't give me any credit. Like, I saw the fit I'm wearing most days on Pinterest the night before. So yeah.
But so is that where you get most of your inspo from?
No, it's actually not, to be fair. I open it like twice a month.
Okay, first.
But a lot of days I wake up and I really won't know what to wear that day. So I'll either call a friend and say, pick a random item for me to build a fit around, or I'll see a fit on Instagram that morning. And I'll be I'm going to do something like that today. Because when it's raining, I actually get excited because it means I have less options to pick from. And then I get less flustered in the morning because sometimes you have too much option. You know, it's like when it's raining, I got to wear a rain jacket.
Yeah.
So it's great.
But yeah, I get
That's usually like the thought process.
Yeah, I think, bro, I sometimes fucking hate getting ready these days, man. I hate it because I'm like, I never used to be that conscious about what I wore. I used to do it and I literally did not care. And now I feel like I've got a bit more responsibility to look acceptable. And it's hard, bro. I'm going to lie, it's hard.
Bro, I don't even want to say this, but I do kind of not... absolutely love the fact that I feel like I have to wear a different fit every single day.
Yeah.
And it's probably, I used to wear the same fit every day and I used to love it, but now I genuinely don't think I've worn the same fit every day because I'm like, I need to get new content, have to be wearing new
stuff.
Yeah,
it is a job
all
now.
Of this. Yeah, it is a job, right? And like, people always come in and like, oh, the consumption is crazy. And I'm like, it is, but at the same time, it's like, it is the job, you know?
How much do you spend on clothes a month? Because you have fucking a lot of clothes.
Oh, probably about 10 grand.
10K?
Yeah, probably.
10K a month?
Yeah, probably about 10K a month.
Fuck.
Last month was 8.5, but it's January, you know. It's bad. Don't do that. Do not
fucking hell. And what do you do? Jeez, bro, that's insane.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I wasn't expecting it to be that high.
Yeah, no, it's mad. And it's like, I'm not too, obviously, you know, I'm saving money, but I'm still young. I'm not too...
Yeah.
Bothered about saving loads. And it's like, I'd actually rather have it sitting in my wardrobe as an item because I can't spend that, you know, whereas if it's in my bank account, it's like, ooh, maybe
I'll buy something. I guess some pieces are a little bit, depending how you buy them, some pieces can be an investment.
A lot of, I'm kind of getting to a stage now where it's like, I'm buying very plain things, not stuff that's overly branded. And it's just like, this can be in my wardrobe for 10 years. So yeah. I'm trying to build like a bit of a capsule wardrobe.
Bro, I wasn't expecting to be that high.
Yeah, no, it's bad. It is bad. My mom's gonna watch this and freak out. I'm sorry. Because I told her something completely different, but yeah, it's quite a lot.
Wow.
That is like, it's my hobby though, you know? And it's like, that's the main thing.
It's your life, bro. It's your bread and butter at the end of the day.
Yeah, I do need to slow down though. You know, I do have to add though, I do sell a lot of stuff. You know, I won't promo my selling platform, but I do sell a lot of stuff. And a lot of stuff like you get gifted as well. So
that's just
even worse. Like I do need to stop.
Yeah. The gifting stuff, sick though. How was it when you first, we spoke briefly off camera about first getting gifted stuff. That must've been a good feeling.
I never, ever, ever thought it was ever going to happen.
Really?
Because obviously I just started my TikTok as a hobby, like to show off my shoe collection. And then one video went kind of viral and it's like, oh my God. And then, yeah, I can't exactly remember the exact first item I got gifted, right? But the first shoe was a Mizuno, which is from Hardcopy. You know the Hardcopy boys?
Yeah,
they sent me like this Mizuno and I'm not going to lie to you. I wasn't a huge fan of it, but I'm never going to say no to when I've never had anything gifted before. So I get this Mizuno and I was like, oh my, I can't believe this. But now it's like 90% of brands I'm having to say, like, I'm sorry. Like, I just can't because I know I'm not going to wear it. And if I'm not going to wear it, one, I don't want you to send me something that I know I can't promote. And two, like, I'd rather you give it to someone who's actually going to wear it because I just know I'm going to put it in a box and it just feels like a waste for them. It's bad for the environment and it's just, do you know what I mean? It's just, I feel bad. You want to help everyone out, 100%, especially smaller 100%, brands.
Yeah.
But sometimes you just can't.
Yeah, I started a series on my second account where I was like doing like it was like a supporting small brand series.
That's class.
Which was really good. It's a great idea on paper, but the reality is not too many brands send it in because it's like everyone wants to be on the series.
Yeah,
but
obviously it
is a good platform for some small brands who don't have much budget to get on.
Mm-hmm.
And now at home, I'm so many episodes behind. I haven't opened any of the shit. It's just piled up. So over the next year, I've got to get through all of that. And obviously I can't meet the demand. So sometimes, but their drop might be gone by the time I can cover
it. That's true, yeah.
So it's not the best for business all the time.
Why'd you take so long to do it? And they're getting all like, and it's like, well, you know, it is hard. So there's even, when there's something that I really like, and it's like, I really want to say yes, but then, you know, you can't say, I've got like 12 boxes in my lounge, just full to the brim of clothes that I don't even know what to do with. But when I can help out, I do, you know, like, especially like promoting it for free. It's like,
You do quite a lot of stuff from what I can see from your main page.
If I like it, I will promote it like for nothing, you know, because I like it and you've sent me it for free anyway. So I'm getting something out of it as well.
Cool.
This is a lot. It's overwhelming sometimes, you know?
Like,
it's a very good problem to have. Don't get me wrong. It's I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
But you can't please everyone, you know?
Nah, for sure, man. For sure. Right. Let's talk about what do you love about fashion at the moment? What do you love and hate about streetwear at the moment in the UK, especially, man? And like the not just TikTok, but like the social media space. Cause obviously I know you spoke, you cover a lot of trend in fashion.
I'll start with what I love. Oh, that's a hard question. Actually, I'll start with what I don't like. I feel like there's a lot of toxicity with it, especially like social media fashion. Mm. There's a lot, like, I don't want to go too into it, obviously, but I feel like, especially with sort of me and my friendship group, you know, you got like Ants, well, more specifically me and Ants, I feel like a lot of people say, oh, who are these guys? They don't deserve to be where they're at. Like, they don't
really
listen. Oh, I hear it all the time, especially from like really like big brands, or like companies and stuff. And I just find it interesting because you can go back through like my socials and see like how many videos I posted. Like, do you know how many videos you posted on TikTok like in your time?
Like 1.5K. Like, yeah, so crazy.
I think I posted like 1.2K videos, yeah. Right? Over like...
That's a lot, by the way. That's a lot. A I know lot it's like, videos, it's right? Short form, but it's over a small period of time.
Yeah, yeah. It's like almost two a day for me. Like, no, nah, actually probably more than that. It's like three a day.
Yeah.
Lord knows. Anyway. I feel like there's a lot of this hate, but that's more just towards me myself. In terms of like streetwear itself, I actually think it's in a nice place because I feel like we're at a time where it's more accepted to kind of just wear whatever you want.
Yeah.
It feels a bit more, I feel like a lot of people are growing up a bit. It's kind of like, you can wear what you want, especially footwear. Like, you're seeing like...
Yes, definitely, man. Boots, definitely. Footwear, trainers, crazy.
Loafers. I feel like you can get away with anything
now,
right?
Now. Yeah.
And I like that.
Which is amazing.
And it means that like shoes from like 3 years ago that were going for like thousands.
Yeah.
For like now that
everything's
price,
so more accessible and affordable now.
It's great. I love that. Yeah. That's like my favorite part right now, is just going back and buying shoes I could never afford.
Yeah.
Because finally I can actually do it, you know? So
that's the same, mate. Exactly the same, man. I respect that answer. It's a shame to hear about that. I agree with the toxicity element. It's the, I'm pretty lucky. I don't really get much stuff, but everyone gets some kind of criticism.
Well, you're really good at, I was actually thinking this on the way. I was like, I don't think I've ever seen you comment on a video in my life. I don't know if you do, but I've never ever seen you comment.
There
on
was
anything.
One this morning. I saw the rep fella Gilly cover
Bastin's video. Yeah, I
saw that and I watched it all. And obviously, I really wanted to comment, but
yeah.
I didn't.
Yeah. And I respect that because a lot of the I actually do this a lot, and it's bad. I actually commented on that video because he was just being homophobic towards me and Ants. And like, I mean, I don't really understand that because me and Ants, like being in a relationship, it's like an ongoing thing that people have made anyway. Obviously we're not.
For those who don't know, Ants is obviously another TikToker and you're one of your best mates.
Yeah, Ants Kicks, that's my boy. We live together. That probably doesn't help the cause.
No, it doesn't.
Everyone's like, oh, Ants is staying in your bed tonight. Yeah, crazy. But he was just, I don't want to give him like too much.
Yeah, attention.
It's like, I actually commented on that video like, you're trying to be the hero here by defending this guy wearing these reps, but then you've been homophobic in the same video towards me. So it just doesn't, you can't be the hero and then say something like that. But yeah, I'm sure like, I respect that you're able to sort of hold that back. I guess it's when it's not directly about you, it's probably slightly easier, but you know, sometimes you just really want to defend yourself, but then it's like, you don't want to stoop to that level. So it's definitely, man.
It's about picking the battles and taking the, I don't know what the phrase is, taking the small wins. I don't know what I'm trying to say, but picking your battles anyway is really, really important. I just watched the video this morning. I watched both of them and we won't talk about it anymore, but like, I was just a bit like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't really know it was an issue. I mean, like, I mean, between, it didn't need to really be covered, but.
There was no need to put me and Ants in there. Like, no. Nothing to do. And he follows me as well. Like, he likes all my videos.
Yeah, I like the guy. Actually, Gilly's really, really sound.
Yeah,
he really
seems
nice
like
guy.
His content. I used to really not enjoy what he was doing, to be honest. And I was sort of like coming around to the fact that it's like, oh, whatever. Like, he's making a living off reps, whatever. Like, I respect it, you know?
Yeah.
I don't support reps, but I respect that, like, he's doing that, you know? And then. Yeah, to just see him throwing me in there randomly, it's just like, oh, fair enough.
It's
people do what they have to do, you know. I understand it. Like, you need to get.
Well, so at the end of the day, bro, you got to look at it as a compliment to you because people want to get your face in the video, and that's the way you look at it.
That's what I was telling myself.
It's obviously not a nice thing, but ultimately, that someone has gone away and thought, oh shit, it's going to make a better video with you in it, man.
No, I understand it. It's just.
But no, anyway, getting back to the kind of like toxicity of it. Yeah, I completely get it. I think social media has made it a lot worse. The whole like, I see, especially Instagram, right? And this is why I haven't posted on Instagram for a fucking age. And I've just started doing it again now, but I never got any, it hasn't really happened to me. But what I do see on fashion Instagram, I'm on Instagram a lot more than I am on TikTok, surprisingly. But on the reels, I'll go down. I see a lot of people do get ready with me and shit like that, and wear like stuff that I wouldn't wear, but it's a little bit more out there. And some of the hate these guys get, man, is literally insane. Like the top comment is so, it's I don't know how Instagram keep it up. It's like fucked
up. It's mad. Yeah. And you know what? I used to think that there was way more hate on TikTok than Instagram, because I just feel like people on TikTok feel like they're a bit more anonymous.
Yes.
And there's a lot more of these like user 8269 accounts with their profile picture.
Yeah.
There's not really many of them on Instagram. But then what I find is when I post a reel, if it doesn't blow that much, you know, it's got like a few thousand views, it's always very nice, very lovely. And then it hits a certain amount of views and it just gets pushed out to like the haters, I swear.
I see.
And then you hit a certain amount of views and bang, Instagram, your reel is just flooded with hate. And it's crazy.
Sucks,
like,
man.
I don't really get, it's never like personal attacks. It's always just like parent funded,
yeah,
daddy's money,
yeah,
all of this. And
yeah.
I'm just like, oh, it's boring. I've heard it 100 times. Like, but yeah, you do get so, like, I feel like the more views it gets, just so much more hate just comes flooding in, you know?
Yeah. I guess, again, that's one of the downfalls about being successful, man. So it's, again, another good problem to have. Not a
that's
problem.
True.
It's not a problem, but it's another backhand.
Yeah, you're
compliment.
Doing something right. And yeah. Like, it's true, like, you know, everyone says it, like, hate never comes from above, you know?
Yeah,
like,
exactly, man. Exactly.
You never ever know someone who's more successful than you hating on you. It just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
So it is always someone who either wants to be you or just hates themselves.
Yeah, it's true.
Just
it's
projecting
true.
It onto you, like, you know, yeah, that happens a lot.
Cool. So, what else about fashion that you really like at the moment? Any brands you're really fucking with? Anything that's upcoming? Or even creators. We could talk about creators.
Let's talk about some creators,
because there's a lot of emerging creators in the space at the moment, which is amazing.
There's a lot. Who's your favorite, or who have you got your eye on?
I like the Noah fella.
Oh, Raiden.
He's cool.
Yeah.
He's really cool.
Cool.
And then there's Bastin's cool. I like Ants as well.
Bastin.
Obviously yourself.
Ants, yeah.
But in terms of like smaller ones, probably like no disrespect to the Noah fella, but he's really cool.
Yeah, yeah. Raiden's cool.
And then who else?
Is it
Jamie? Michael Jamie?
Jamie, yeah.
He does really good videos. The quality of the videos are really nice.
I reached out to him the other day. I just had a chat with him. He seems really chill. I feel like me and him have very similar style, and I feel like our content's quite similar.
Yeah.
And he's someone I can sort of see like starting to pop off, because the quality of his videos,
that
I feel like, compared to, no disrespect to other creators, but in terms of other smaller creators, I feel like the quality of his videos are quite good. You know?
Yeah. And TikTok rewards that quality now. I mean, that's why mine
For sure.
are how they are. Like, I spent a lot of money trying to get them, and a lot of time trying to get them to the highest point. It's almost like watching a YouTube video at times.
Especially with the minute, you know, it's got to hit
that
minute.
Yeah, man, you got to hit that minute now. You got to hit that minute, but.
What's your RPM like?
I think I was about 20p. No, sorry, 0.20.
0.2.
Yeah, 0.2. 0.2. And then
that is 20p, right? No, I think that's 20p.
Is it 20p?
Yeah, 0.2.
Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah, of course,
yeah,
20p.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then it goes up and down depending on how viral the video is. So if it, like, I hit one of the videos at like 6 mil, like in early Jan, and it was about Air Forces that don't crease, right?
Oh, yeah, that was a banger.
Yeah, it was a good vid, man. Like a decent vid.
That's one of the ones I feel like before you posted it, you could have predicted that one was going to do really well.
Yeah, that flew, man. That hit big numbers. That hit big numbers. I'm looking over there because Meg looks at my account when I log off. And Meg. Yeah, all the comments are Meg, man. I log off about 4 or 5
the replies
p.m.
and stuff?
Yeah, everything. Yeah,
really?
Yeah. I log off about 4 or 5 p.m. and just crack on I kind of go do work until about 6 and then play PlayStation between 6 and 8 with my best mate. Play Warzone for 2 hours and then usually see Meg. And that's my day.
That's cute,
I can't remember,
man,
what I was talking about.
I need to get a PlayStation, I think.
Yeah, you do.
Because
you do.
I find myself in the evenings, I've said it to Ants, say it to Charlie, I say it to all my boys. It, as soon as it's dark, I can't really film because the lighting in my flat is so bad.
Mm.
And I'm in the evenings, you know, I edit a video, it takes me like 20, 30 minutes. And then I just sit on TikTok or YouTube for hours.
Yeah.
And I'm like, instead of rotting my brain with this constant consumerism of content, like, I could at least be rotting it on like GTA or something.
Yeah.
Like, I never have an escape from it. And I feel like, you know, I go to the gym in the day.
It's really
sometimes.
Important, man.
I feel like I need to. It's probably my next.
You
my
do,
girlfriend's
especially
gonna hate
that
me
you're coming
it.
Up so much. You do, especially that you're coming up so much, because the grind, your views will go up and down, and coming to grips with that is fucking weird,
mate. I reckon.
I still haven't. You know, I still struggle.
I find it hard, actually, and it's sad that, you know, numbers can sort of like dictate
your
mood.
Yeah, 100%.
But it does happen, and I reckon 6 months ago when I first moved into my flat, I posted like 20 videos and every single one got over 500k to a mil. And for me, like,
that's sick.
That's wild, right?
That's
and
really
now
weird.
It's like the video is between 50K and some will get like half a mil, but it's rare.
Yeah, yeah.
So coming to terms with the fact that my views will probably never go back to that is a little bit difficult, but it happens, mate, like, you know?
Exactly the same as me. And a lot of my content's dependent on getting weird shit that's releasing. So if nothing's releasing, the documenting that journey is always going to be, the viewership's always going to be lower. Yeah,
for sure.
But yeah, I mean, there was a point last year, it was really quite unhealthy. If I woke up and the video wasn't on like 120, 130, maybe even 150, I would take it down.
Yeah.
It's really bad.
I went through that. And now it's sort of like, I think to myself, in 2 years' time, am I going to care if this one video didn't bang, or am I going to go back and watch it and go, oh, like, it might not have done the best, but I actually really enjoyed making that video. So like, I'd rather it be there, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of, it's like, I've been enjoying filming like daily vlogs at the moment. Like Charlie does them all the time.
Yeah.
And it's like my favorite video to watch because it's so realistic.
Yeah, I like that.
And them ones, they don't do numbers for me, but I feel like I actually never had so many messages, people saying they enjoyed the video more than just a normal day.
It's the authenticity of it, 100%. Man. That's what it is, bro. Yeah. That's what it is. I had to switch mine up because it was getting a little bit too, I don't know what it was, but it was just getting a little bit too, not beggy, but not real enough.
Yeah, you always want to be a bit like,
yeah, it's really important, man. It's really important. I think one thing that worked for me was like kind of whacking in like my health element and my health videos, because people love that shit, because they obviously see you breaking the barrier of the little bit of a character you play online. Even if you document like yourself, you're still in a bit of a persona. But anyway, we were talking about money on TikTok. What's your RPM?
TikTok have just said we hate everyone, apparently, because 3 weeks ago mine was just below 0.9, right? It was like 0.86.
Wow.
And it was doing
really
good. I'll be honest. Like, I don't mind saying it was probably an extra like between 2 and 4K a month.
That's just
passive, just for posting, right? And every single day for the last 3 weeks, it's dropped a P, maybe 2 pennies a day. And it's now like 0.54. You know, like, and it's completely demotivated me, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not, I know I shouldn't complain when yours is like 0.2.
Yeah, mine's fucking terrible.
And realistically, it is a small percentage of the grand scheme of income, but it was just a nice little bonus, a little bit of a reward for like being consistent. And it just feels like they've just gone, we've paid this guy enough.
Yeah.
See you later, fella. We're going to pay someone else. And I'm like,
It is a beta, isn't it? So it's up and down, I guess. But
yeah.
How do you make your money? Brand deals, is that the main number one?
Yeah, main brand deals. Obviously got the clothing brand, but me and my business partner have said that we're not going to touch anything from that for at least a few years. You know, you just want to keep reinvesting.
Definitely. Smart.
We dropped the t-shirts and made a decent amount from that, but then the bank account is literally like back to zero now. You know, it's like we've just invested in so much sampling, bulk, everything, because that's like a long-term project. That's also like, it's more of a passion project. I don't really care about making loads of money from that, really.
It'd be nice,
but that's just more of a passion project.
Yeah, you know? I get that.
For sure.
Sick, man, sick. What was I going to say? I had a really good question. Yeah, a duo business is like the best business to own, bro. It's like the most profitable, mate, by a mile.
I was actually... I saw like something on Instagram. It was like solo is hard. And then three people was like, well, but two is like.
Yeah, duo business is everything I've done has always been duo. Meg again, behind the camera, who everyone knows who watches this regularly owns a percentage of kick. Well, 50-50 of kick source with me.
It's your sister, right?
Well, I didn't know if I could give it away, but I was like, maybe I shouldn't give it away directly, but it doesn't really matter, I guess, does it? Yeah.
Everyone knows
that's
now.
That's like our like passion project. Just like, just. Yeah, nothing, man. Nothing. How's that
doing?
That's great.
Because I think that's like, that's one of the things you can tell you only start doing that because you actually enjoy it.
Yeah,
you
know? It's fucking
like,
brilliant, mate.
Making money or not, like, yeah, I can tell that like you have fun doing that. Mm. And that's what I used to do. That's how I started like getting into all of this, is like reselling used shoes.
Yeah,
shout out to anyone if you remember Worn Souls.
I never dealt with yourself, but someone who used to work with me, said about that. Did you just sell pre-loved of shoes? I have quite a big Insta page back.
Yeah,
in the
it was
day.
Popping, and then they just Instagram deleted me for no
really?
Reason. Yeah, bro, I was gutted. I was in the student accommodation at the time, and as soon as it got deleted, I actually kicked off my wardrobe door. So when I moved out of that Unicom, I got some fat bill from the landlord, like for a new wardrobe. I was like,
damn.
Yeah, that was sad, but it worked out for the best because I wouldn't have started this. I would still be doing that probably, you know. So
yeah.
I'm glad that like, it all worked out in the end, you know.
Full circle.
There's
full
a deeper
circle.
Message there for real.
A yeah. deep message.
There's a
yeah,
deeper
yeah,
message.
Yeah. What brands are you fucking with at the moment? What brands are you liking? What's upcoming in 2024?
Oh, can I swear on here?
Yeah, so you want. Yeah.
Oh, I've been holding it back.
Yeah, so you want.
Let's
man.
Go.
Yeah.
What brands? Okay. you know, it's hot. I'm loving Acne Studios at the moment.
Yeah.
Mainly just like the blank stuff, especially the denim. Margiela, I'm liking. The last thing I want is to be that guy that gets a little bit of money and then goes, oh, I'm not going to wear streetwear anymore. I'm only going to wear design.
They had a cool collaboration with Arsenal last year, didn't they? I know you're an Arsenal fan, right?
Oh, the Marish one, bro. That was sick. Yeah, that was sick. I actually got sent that as well.
Yeah, I saw.
That was like one of the coolest things. It wasn't direct with Arsenal. It was pro direct, but that's still like...
Yeah, that is sick. That was
a moment for me. I called my dad and I was like he's...
Yeah, that's sick, man. That's a big moment. Like, yeah, that's well cool. That's well, that
he
is really
He might
cool,
not care
man.
About all these other deals, but listen, this one's crazy. He was like, no way. And it was paid as well. That was one of the best ones I've done.
Yeah, that
sure.
is dope.
What other brands? Obviously, you got like your main ones, you know, like everyone's on Stussy. Yeah, that's it really. I can't... There's just, I'm enjoying wearing like smaller brands as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I think you do, especially when you're getting gifted shit. That's what
sure.
I found. I like.
And I'm loving, if there's a person that I like as a person and they've got a brand and I think what they're doing is good, like it makes me want to wear it more. You know, you've got like Ida, you know, Jordan?
No.
He's got his brand called Ida and that like, Bastien wears it all the time.
Oh yeah, I've seen the brand.
Yeah, that's like a cool brand. It's just, yeah, like the smaller brands, we've got like Mertra. I don't even know if you could call that a small brand anymore. That's like,
yeah, they're big, man. Flying. Yeah, they've smashed it.
Yeah, Aaron's killed it. Yeah, just like smaller brands like that, you know. I feel like less people have it as well, you know. It's like
less
rinsed, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, sick. We're gonna do a little segment where we're rating our old outfits. So Aiden, do you wanna bring them up?
Oh,
here we go.
Oh, it's over there. Oh, this is
so we've got a combination and we've got some of 5 foot's and some of mine, and they're actually very similar. Not that much this one, but some of the there is some absolute fucking howlers on here. Like,
do you know what the worst thing about this fit I actually think is the trim.
Yeah, well, wait until you see mine, bro. It only gets worse. But run us through your rocket. Let's rate them out of 10.
All right.
As of now, I don't think this is that bad at all.
What are you giving out of 10?
Probably like a 7.5 or an 8.
It's very safe.
It's very safe. There's nothing wrong with this at all. I think it's way above average.
It's a pair of Sakai Vapor Waffles.
Yeah, Sakai's on feet. And
to
then...
this day, it's one of my favorite shoes. The only problem with this is that they are jaded parachutes, right?
No one likes Jaded London anymore. Right?
I don't think it's that deep because this was also like probably over 2 years ago now. And that's just a Nike Stussy hoodie. You know, it's very safe. The hoodie is definitely too big. I'd go for something way more fitted now.
And a little side bag.
Little Arky side bag.
See, this is, I don't think it's bad at all. I'm not that guy for style and aesthetic.
No, but that's probably good to have that opinion of someone just looking at it without all these biased opinions.
Like,
I
love fashion, but I'm not like that guy. I'm not like yourself, like style. But I don't think it's that bad.
To be honest, this does not belong
in a bad
outfit.
That's
the best one I sent you, though, for sure.
It gets worse. It gets a lot worse, guys. It gets a lot worse.
Because I know there was a better one, but I know that one's not been picked. Actually, this one's not that bad either.
Yeah, bro. What the fuck is this? This is gonna do me. This is doing me dirty. These are good outfits, man. If I wore these now, I'll be well happy.
I like it's just the trim again for me in this one, but
some shades.
That's a Carhartt jacket.
Nice.
And some Carhartt. This was when I was full, like, you know, carpenter vibes, man. Carhartt everywhere.
Yeah.
But they're actually the Joe Fresh Goods 993s, which I loved, right? I bought every color, but I bought them all in the wrong size. They were all way too big for me. So I just sold them and never bothered to buy them again. But
I'm giving this one another 8. I mean, this is fine.
Yeah, I'll give that an 8. I think that's calm.
Yeah.
Keys on the belt, extra points.
Yeah. Now this is where it probably starts to go down a little bit.
Mate, I look like the guy you call if your car breaks down on the M25. It's bad, I'll be honest. It is bad.
Service, mate. Well, I think that, yeah, what have we got? Are they jeans or are they...
They are...
Skinny cargos?
You know what brand? I think it's called like Marche Noir. It's like M plus RC.
Yes. Yeah.
So that used to be...
They were popping.
Yeah,
bro.
I don't really know what happened to them. I've not heard anything out of them in a minute, right? But it was those. I bought them. I think they were fake.
Yeah, they have the... Oh, shit me. They have the embroidery on the...
on the pocket.
The pocket.
Yeah. So they're the Basement Manchester Air Max 90s.
Nice.
And then just a North
Face. Matching the laces with the bold North Face.
Bad. I actually still don't hate those Air Max, to be honest. Like, the Basement pack
they're
is quite
fine,
cool.
Man. They're fine. It's just
the rest of the fit is bad.
This is not you now. Like, this is, I reckon I could probably get away wearing that, but you definitely
can't.
No,
I don't think even you could get away wearing that, to be honest. No. That's bad. It's the trim again. I look like a Lego character. It's bad.
All right, swiftly. Wait, hang on. What are we rating it?
I give that one a four, maybe. I see the, only for the shoes, and even they're not great.
Okay, I'll go six. Oh, no, 5.5.
Yeah, just for above color coordination.
Yeah,
is
just
there.
At above average. It's not too much. It's not the worst.
Oh fuck!
Now, this is prime.
This is a howler.
This is what remembers this at like 2018. You reckon? Because these
probably these, it was these, whenever that hoodie came out.
They released in December 2018, I think. So it was either then or like. I'm pretty sure they released.
You know the worst part? I found out like a few weeks later that hoodie was fake as well.
Really?
Like, I paid like $350 for
wow.
it.
Wow.
Fake, but
it's a nice hoodie. You know what? It's one of the better the BOGO.
It's not bad.
BOGO colors. The heather gray on the yellow or the orange. I don't know. But
matching it with the beanie and then the jeans. Crazy. The Wave Runners.
The ripped skinny jeans and the Wave Runners. The Wave Runners are very, very valid.
I think they're still valid now. I'd still wear them.
Oh, for sure. But obviously, I'm not into proportions. But if you were, you'd probably hate this because they're a bulky shoe with skinny jeans, right?
The way things have changed, though, it used to be like oversized top, skinny jeans. And now it's like smaller top, baggy jeans.
Yeah. It's just cycles, man. But
that's bad, though. If that ever comes back into fashion, like we say this, right? But it was in fashion at some point, right?
Yeah.
Right now, I'm just sitting here thinking, how on earth is that ever going to come back into fashion? But somehow it probably will.
It will, bro. And when it does, bro, I'm going to be balling, man. I've got so much of this old hypey shit in my wardrobe.
Bro,
I'm going to be
the skinnies
first,
on deck.
I'm going to be the first to pop it. Bro, I've got the skinniest off-white jeans ever. I've literally reduced them like £30 on my Depop about 6 months ago. No one wants them.
Mate, take them off and hold them for a few years.
Yeah, they're like the spray-on ones, right? They're bad. Yeah, they're real bad. No. They're just like the tight
ones. Did you buy them for yourself or what?
No, but I thought they were baggy.
Oh, but they're not.
I thought they were baggy. I just bought them Depop for like £130. But fair anyway.
Enough. That one's bad. That's
what you're rating it?
That's a one.
A one. Okay. Ah, no.
That is a one. The jeans alone, you could pair nothing with that and save it.
Everything else, maybe the hat and the jeans are a little sauce. And the face is
bro, I look angry.
That you do look very pissed. I'm gonna go 3.5.
Okay, that's generous.
Yeah, there's worse. Not so much of you, but come on, go on, Aiden, let's go. What we got? See, this is fucking amazing.
Do you know what that is actually? That's a t-shirt I got from TK Maxx. That it was like a Ralphie t-shirt I bought for like £5 from TK Maxx. And I saw it and I thought, oh my God, I've got the best idea in the world. And that is
so
what
this
happened.
Is being strategically calculated.
Yeah, that is what came of it. And yeah, that was in my garden, bro. That was so bad.
I've got garden ones on here. I don't know why. What's the thing with a fucking garden? But
easy
yeah.
fit picks, man. Yeah.
These are hype beast fit picks, man, from back in the day. And at one point, like you said, these were... it
yeah
these were it know. Man you were fucking cool
I was that guy.
Were fucking cool if you had a Supreme box logo and sure. matching it with the hat back in the day,
fake or not.
No one knew. Rating, you can't see the whole fit.
Yeah, that two. just because you can't see the jeans this time.
Yeah,
it was probably the same fit.
I'll go three.
You're too generous, man.
Now this again, prime.
But you know what?
Fitbit.
I was on that. I've been on Realtree for a minute now. This is like maybe 4 or 5 years ago. Probably five, maybe even longer. Maybe 6 years ago. Whenever that bag released.
That was I think it was 2017.
Was it? Wow.
I think so.
Yeah. I mean, that's a Stussy Realtree hoodie as well. And
that'd be very valid now.
Mate, I sold it for maybe 160.
And what's that worth now? Loads.
I don't know. You can't find them. Like,
wow.
People don't even think it's like real. Yeah. Like that hoodie is like a myth.
Really?
They came up with the cap.
So it was legit?
Yeah. I got it from a retailer. I can't remember. Somewhere in America. But
so you got the skinny cargos on again. The Supreme North Face bag.
And I've got some the brown Carhartt Air Force Ones on. Have you seen those?
Nice.
With the,
nice.
The Carhartt logo on the tongue.
Yes.
If I was wearing other trousers, that fit, I think, would actually
be valid now. And the bag's not bad.
Yeah, it's just too much with the hoodie, though.
It is, again, it's like hypebeast fit pick.
Two different camos, but I'll give that a six.
Yeah, I'll go 6.5.
Yeah.
Six and a half.
I don't think it's that bad.
Cool. What we got? Yes.
You were talking
this
about
it.
This before.
This is it. This is my favorite one, man.
Do you know what? I actually think I have the video as well. I filmed it in slow motion.
Oh my God.
Me pouring it onto the shoe.
Did you ever used to own any of the cargos? I feel every
no,
one.
No. Do you know what? I bought them and I wore them religiously for like a year. I swear, like that was it for me. Everyone was like, oh my God, they're so sick. Like,
are they just Supreme 98s or just the normal
ones? They're the Supreme 98s. Oh, wait. No. I don't think they are. I think it's a GR. I think.
Okay, because they
I have a similar pair, but it's grey and red, right?
Yeah, they released. Yeah, I think you're right. There's a couple of colorways, but they do look very similar to like just normal ones as well.
Do you know what? There was another photo I didn't send you, right? Which is this exact fit, but I've got. Do you remember the Supreme Padlock, the big one?
Yes,
I had
yes,
that around my yes. neck with like just a bike chain, and I was wearing it like a necklace. I'm gonna send you that so you can put it over. Yeah,
all right, that's got to go in, man. That's quality, that. Oh, bro, again, this isn't like you can't see the whole fit, but...
You don't need to, it's
this is, yeah, this is... Even I wouldn't have done that, I'm giving this think, a 10, back though, in the day.
Just because it's so iconic.
It is iconic.
This represents iconic. A period of time in itself.
Well, I'm not going to... what are you rating it?
I'm giving it a 10.
A 10? Okay, well, I'm agreeing. I'm not pissing off my guest. Right, we go. Oh, the real tree right, again. That's so you can see the kicks this time.
Yeah, yeah. To be fair, right, as far as like location and fit...
You're ahead of your time, bro. Ahead of your time.
I think this one's good. Shout out to my dad. We went for a walk and I was like, hold on, let me switch the fit quick.
If I did that in front of my dad, he would kick the shit out of me.
I think there was no benefit for me doing this at the time.
Yeah.
It was just like fun. So he was like, what on earth are you doing? And I was like, listen, mate, one day
I'm going to be pop. I'll make a career out of this shit.
Yeah, just wait.
We've already rated that one. So next one. And again, there, same one. Oh, here we go. This is, fuck it. We got some wave runners.
Do you know what it is? It's the flash as well.
Yeah, it's so embarrassing. I know my mum watches these podcasts. She's going to be, Jack, what the fuck were you doing at uni, man? This is
this
why.
This is a uni?
Yeah, this is my uni accommodation.
What's this first year?
Yeah.
It's given first year.
Supreme Bogo, Red Box logo, wave runners and skinny jeans.
Do you know what? Like,
it's not that bad. It's not.
At the time, it would have been good. You know, it's hard to say, but the box logo does look a bit too big.
It is way big. It was way too big.
What size is that? Probably XL.
No, I would have gone a large. I used to think the same. Like what you said earlier, everything was oversized, man.
Yeah.
And I was skinny as hell. And I
don't think this is that bad though. Do you know the only thing that would annoy me is that wave runners obviously have orange on them.
Yeah.
And orange with the red would just, even though it's so subtle, that would just piss me off.
Yeah. See, I.
Bro, who gives a fuck? You're the only guy with the BOGO, you know.
So what are you rating it?
I think I'll go for a six.
I think we can agree on five. I think five.
Yeah.
It's not because it's if we go like I think it's averagely shit. I think it's average.
If 10
bad.
Was a bit shit and 0 was very shit, it's a 5.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
No, that's
cool. Right, let's go. Here we go. We got Will with the Supreme CDG BOGO.
You know what? I still think to this day that's actually quite a valid box logo.
Yeah, that one's sick, man.
I think it's quite cool.
Will's got the
CDG one's
cool. The Skepta 97s on, I think, with the Tropicana Flex. Bro, if you're listening to this podcast, I feel sorry for you because you're not seeing these absolutely fucking. Oh no, you're actually lucky because you're not seeing these fucking terrible outfits. For some reason, I'm wearing half the jacket.
Yeah, I don't know
what I'm doing there.
You've definitely done that just so you can see the BOGO. Right?
Yeah.
What shoes
are
they? They're like blazers or something. I can't remember.
I think they're just Air Forces.
Okay.
I mean, they're just Air Forces. Skinny jeans. The freshest wristband is on. And my whole rent went on that box logo, as you can see, because I wasn't wearing anything else.
Student loan got spent. Palace cap's valid, I think.
Yeah.
And what puffer is it? Supreme or?
No, just a pink North Face.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
it was very fucking bold, mate.
The pink with the red, it's a bit much for me.
Yeah, it's...
This one's worse than the last one, actually, I think.
I think the pose is absolutely fucking
Your boy's putting
disgusting.
That shit on, though, I'll be honest. Like, that's not that bad.
It's not that bad, it's just cringe.
Where was this taken? In like a uni lecture or something?
No, it was just this... Fuck no, this was a...
it's a commons.
It was like a common room at the top of the uni, yeah.
It was at uni?
Yeah,
uni
it was at uni.
Yeah, valid.
Nah, I'll give this a 3, man. This is so...
I'm going 5 again, but that red and pink combo, it's crazy.
Oh, okay, I'll take note. What we got? Oh, again, fucking hell, right? This is so bad. Will, I'm so sorry,
okay,
mate, if you're watching this.
Yeah, you've been put on blast for no reason. That hoodie.
Will's wearing like knockoff like tech fleece joggers.
Is that what it is? I thought they were grey jeans. Yo, that hoodie is so big.
Yeah, the hoodie's massive. And the worst thing is it's mine. And I was like to him, Will, just wear this for a picture, man. It's going to look fucking sick.
Do you know
sick.
What, though? Yeah, for me, it used to be, it doesn't matter what size I can get in anything. If I can get cheaper and it doesn't fit, I'm buying it cheaper.
Yeah.
Like, I used to know a guy.
Especially back then, yeah.
100%. I used to know a guy. I was like, "Oh, what shoe size are you?" He used to say size 7 to 12, depending on how cheap he's the cheapest side. But he used to wear like triple insole, quadruple sock, in like a size 12. But really, he had like size 8 feet. he would just wear anything. It didn't matter if it fit, just to wear it if it was cheaper.
Yeah,
size.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. Like,
yeah, so this is shit again, though. Just
that's poor.
Scroll. Ah, here we go.
Oh, this is wholesome.
This is Hypebeast era in a fucking nutshell.
You know what? That's the best one so far, though. I think.
What the blue tints. The ASAP and Guess jeans sweatshirt. I don't know what that. I think it was just normal Guess jeans one.
The ASAP Guess stuff I actually really liked.
It was sick.
I had the grey striped t-shirt. It was cool.
Yeah, I had the red one. I had all of them. I literally had so many fucking colours.
They were sick.
One was stolen from a female. Yeah, a female took it. Not the current one.
Bringing up exes, are we?
Yeah, well, somehow, I don't know how, but yeah, there were others.
What?
Dave's.
You wouldn't have known. No, I'm joking.
Yeah, thank you. And on that note,
extra points anyway. For the dog. Is that your dog?
Yeah, Dion.
Cute.
Big up Dion
for real.
But it would have been back in the day, yeah.
Really?
That was back in the day. That was a while ago, like years ago, but...
Aww.
Yeah, nah, still.
He's still active on Hinge, for sure.
Yeah, we've got a secret burner account.
This is 7 for me.
Oh, this is fucking 7. Great. You've got to come on in more. If I put this out on the internet, it would have got rinsed.
But obviously, like, you have to, you know, it's relative, right? Like, at the
time,
those trousers look incredibly tight, yeah.
Yes.
But I'm comparing it to the others now. The colours aren't as bad, you know, it kind of works.
Yeah, and just sitting down, light,
so
yeah.
You can't see how bad the proportions are. I assume they would have been terrible, right? But you can't tell. So
yeah, the hoodie, the sweatshirt would have been fucking massive.
Yeah, like and covering crotch.
Getting the Kappa branding
the
in,
Kappa
bro.
Socks.
It was all about the branding back then.
That's true. Everything had to have a logo.
Yeah. I think this is a 6.
Yeah, I think it's the best one.
Cool.
And the dogs are cute, you know.
Keep oh, up. Here we go.
Bloody hell.
Here we go. Right, this is serious.
Do you know what? Fucking love Ultra Boost. To this day, man, I still wear mine to the gym.
Yeah, amazing shoe,
so
man.
They're
the Oreos. My friend had one pair of legit ones after he bought a fake pair from cheapadidasshoes.com or some shit. And then the Stony getting the badge in. But the worst thing about this is the trousers. Remember though, like they were like, I don't know what the fuck you would call them. They're like kind of like work trousers, like office trousers, but they'd be like cut super, like you
the cropped. They're like cropped. Yeah,
yeah, but they would be cropped like here, and then for some reason
I had like loads of checked pattern ones. I bet you had a few of them as well.
Yeah,
yeah. You like you get from like River Island.
It was like Top Man Essential.
Top Man or River Island. They'd always have them, and they were like really elasticated. And like
yes, but yeah, yeah, yeah. But
this fits. I actually still think this is the best one as well. Everyone's got better, I reckon.
I think pairing the Ultra Boost with a trousers is a bit of a mad one, but
it is mad because it's very smart and then very casual.
But it's just hype, bro.
Bit of sun in your eyes, golden hour.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Extra points for the pendant as well.
Thank you.
I'll give it a 7.
Okay, that's very generous. I'll give this one a 6.
I don't think it's terrible, honestly.
Oh, here we go. This is prime.
That doesn't even look. Is that you?
Yes.
You look mega tanned.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on with me, bro. But this is like peak skinny jean era. Yeezy 2017. Gone to Camden to get some kind of candid shots. Urban Outfitters hoodie or something.
This one's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this one's bad.
Yeah.
What are the shoes? 350s?
Yeah, creams, man.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, like...
Back then, they were so sick. I mean, they're still sick now, but...
Yeah, yeah. It's not a bad shoe.
The shoe's great. Oh, yeah, the shoes are okay. Everything else is pretty shocking.
This one's a 4 for me.
Yeah, I mean, that's generous, to be honest. I think I'll probably go 2. I think I put a this was in the video that... Everyone started calling me Fruity 4, and it was because how tight the jeans were. I look like I'm literally wearing tights.
To be fair, they do kind of look like an underlayer.
Yeah,
like
they do. They're like long jeans.
If you still had them, they'd be great for like winter. Wear them under your cargos. Sure.
Yeah. All right. 2 out of 10 on that.
0. Move on.
Yeah. This is
no.
That's right. We've got
the 3-month shipping time on anti-social.
Yeah.
Is crazy.
This is the worst fit.
Do you know
I've
what?
Ever worn in my entire
life.
It's
the tuck into socks. I used to do the same thing. I had a pair of 500s and I'd wear them with the Calabasas socks.
Yes.
Which I'm fake at the time. But I used to tuck my trousers into them.
Oh my god.
Like, what joggers are they like?
Palace Adidas. Yeah. Palidas, man.
The Palace.
They were my friends. I used to beg him all the time at uni to wear them.
Oh, they weren't even yours.
Sick. Nah, they were so cool.
And what's that, an antisocial zipper?
Yeah, the same. The truck like an antisocial truck
jacket
or some shit.
At the time, if you all you had to do was tie an off-white belt around you, and you'd have been like that guy.
Bro, that is like that guy fit from like 2016, 2017. Yeah. Man, the worrying thing is, I think that would have been late 2017. So when the era was no, it wouldn't, because the blue tints didn't release. It would have been 2018.
They came out on my.
So I think they released 2018.
They released on my 18th birthday, day before. 17th December they dropped, I think.
What, 20...
whenever I was 18.
2017, I reckon. That must have been 2017.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't have been rocking that 2019, but...
I hope not. Yeah. But no, if we're talking now, that's a 1 out of 10 fit.
Yeah, I think that's the best. I mean, that's arguably the worst thing I've ever worn in my life.
Yeah, it's bad, I'll be honest.
I'm not even going to rate it as that bad. Yeah. here we go.
What's the joggers? Converse,
Air Forces, and that Urban Outfitters hoodie again. I don't think this is the worst thing in the world.
How old are you in this picture?
I would have been 17, probably. I look all right, you know. I look quite good. I've had a bit of a down glow, or glow down.
You look quite nice.
Thank you.
Don't want to say anything too outrageous.
Yeah, Antonio won't be happy. But yeah, no, this isn't great.
This is a 5 for me.
I'll take that. It's just nothing really interesting.
Yeah.
Weird trousers and just average hoodie. 5 out of 10. Fine.
Yeah, it's just not. There's not a lot to it, you know.
Ah, yes, Nan's bedroom. What a selfie pic. Mate,
wait, are you wearing a life jacket?
What do you mean? It's a hoodie.
Oh, it's just red. Because from here, it looks half black, half red. But is it just red?
Yeah, the hoodie's red and the t-shirts will be like a long sleeve black supreme.
Oh.
But this was, the reason I put this one in was because it was like peak champion era.
Bro, if you weren't around for the champion supreme collabs.
Yeah.
When they did that, do you remember the off-white champion collab as well? Oh, they had like that cropped hoodie. That's when I first saw men wearing like crop stuff. And at the time I was clowning it. I was like, why are you doing that? And obviously now it's like.
That was one of my favorite hoodies of all time, man. I really like
when they put the size tag on it, actually. Yeah, Unless you're a size small, it's a bit awkward, isn't it? But
yeah,
I mean, you're rocking medium, right? So it's calm.
I love that t-shirt, bro. I would buy it back in a minute. Just not to wear now, but just for nostalgia.
Yeah.
I don't know the branding on the arm, but I don't think this is terrible. The hair is...
Yeah, you know what?
This is when the hair was at its worst.
Oof, it's looking like... It's not looking... Yeah, I really don't like any sort of sleeve branding or embroidery. Mm. I think sleeves should be left... Maybe like a little embroidery on the cuff or something. But like,
this is when like off-white was popping. So everyone had that kind of like long sleeve brand.
I did used to love that. I just couldn't afford it. But I can't even see the full fit, but I give this like a 7 for nostalgia.
Okay, I'll bat that. I'll go maybe 6, 7. This is the trim.
There's no fade. It's just
this was right. I'll tell you about this. I went to the barber. I got really like fine hair, right?
Yeah.
This is when the fade just started really popping, right?
Right.
So I went to the barber and I was like, bro, can I have a kind of a fade? Right, my village barber's, because my normal barber was away, and my normal barber always told me like, bro, you don't go to the normal like village barbers or like wherever, because your hair's so fucking weird. So I was like, okay, fine. But I went anyway because I was like, I mean, I was going out the night, that night. I was like going big prism or something.
Last minute trim.
Yeah. So I was like, fuck it, I'm going to get a £15 haircut. So I walked up to the village and I was sat there in the chair and he just kept fading it. You know how they go up and down.
Yeah. Like they start all right and there's a bit of a fade there and then it keeps going up and up and then there's nothing left.
That's what happened. He couldn't fade it, bro. He could not fade it. And he was like, wow, she's coming on really, really fucking well. And I was like, oh, this is going to be fucking sick. I wear contacts, right? So I put my glasses back on at the time. Honest to God, I nearly fainted. I got heart palpitations.
Did you go out that night or no? I'd have stayed at home.
Oh, I can't remember what I did, but I was too emotionally wrecked. But and then and then you got the fucking double badge.
You know what, right? I've got to say, this is the best one so far. And that's not even a joke. That vest is so sick.
Yeah,
I still think the Supreme Stone Island vests.
Yeah, it's clean.
You know that the orangey, the coloured one.
Yeah,
with, like,
that
camo.
One is probably that. The orangey one, the brown orange one's probably better.
But that fit, like, I mean, don't get me wrong, double badge, like you it's not it, you know. But this is the best one. This is an 8 for me. I love that vest so much.
Yeah,
I think it's really clean. But the trim is the word.
What you can't see is that the jumper is really, really oversized. If you look at the neckline,
it looks long.
Look at the neck.
It was one of them. It was like, oh, it was cheap. Don't fit.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway. And it was one. It just came like, because now it's like a high crew neck's really in, right? But back then, back then it was probably in as well.
Do you know what?
Like,
I'm actually enjoying a looser neck at the moment.
Really?
Well, as long as you've got a t-shirt underneath, I don't think it's that deep having a looser neck. But
you're built all right. I'm built like a stick, so I can't. I can't have a.
Yeah, but you're also like you have height.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, I can't rock a loose neck, and the loose neck looks really goofy there. So
yeah, no, there it's a bit extreme.
The camera does me well in terms of the fit. So
no, I like this one. It's an 8 for me.
Okay, I wouldn't give it an 8, but I'll probably go 6. But because of the cargo vest,
the trim is so bad.
Yeah, the trim is.
what was you say it was? You have to say the name, but like, what type of barbers was it?
Like just like a village
just
barbers,
a normal
just like a normal village, like a normal barbers in my village. And I went up there, and I was like, this is fucking.
I think you went wrong at village. I'll be honest.
Yeah.
That's rare.
But it was just, the guy was really nice, but I just didn't have the balls to tell him it was shit.
Yeah, well, did you pay 15?
Yeah, 15 quid. I just couldn't tell him, man.
It has
to
happen, man. You know what? At the end of the day, like, going to a new barber's is always scary and they're never going to get it right. But it's when you have to pay and they've just fucked your hair up. It's like, yeah, it's not good. it's not good.
Anyway, what else, before we wrap up, what else can we expect from 5 Foot in the near future? What's happening, man?
What's happening?
Get a bit of promo in.
Let's run some promos. To be honest with you, just same old content. Documenting my fashion journey, streetwear, fashion, clothing brand, fleece releases. Will this come out before Friday?
No.
When's
it'll
it
be dropping? Monday, mate. Next Monday. Monday.
Fleece already dropped and it already sold out. So I'm sorry about that.
How many can you, well, you have to, don't tell me this on, but I'm curious to know how many you've got.
Units. Less than 100. Literally.
So it's gonna be quick.
How many hoodies did you sell? It looked like it did quite
about
well.
About 300, 400, I think, yeah.
Fucking hell, that's good.
Yeah, mate, the money was amazing, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, that's mental.
But I did it with the guys who made the Childish merch, and they do
I was going to say, you must, like, I was going
to
assume you had
they are, honest to God, mate, they are fucking amazing. Yeah. They are so good, man. They're such nice guys. Made a good lump of money from it. Again, it's all going back into, like, making more shit, but...
That's
but it was it was an interesting project for me.
Yeah, because it was so just, like, you know, there was no, like... build up. It was
there's
just
no
like,
Instagram.
Oh,
there's nothing.
I'm dropping. Yeah, I was trying to find them on Instagram.
There was two videos.
Like,
that was it. One video like saying it's happening. Two videos. Second video showing it off.
That's the thing, man. That's like crazy. And it, like, the power of social media is crazy.
Yeah, man. And support from your community as well.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
Yeah.
No. But it was cheap. It was cheap. It was. I think what was retail? 50. 55.
Yeah, that's very.
And that was
very,
and for a UK based manufacturer.
I was made in the UK as well.
Yeah.
That's like extremely.
The margins were literally like, I made good money on it considering the margins were so small.
The profit I was making was really poor. It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
I've tried like a couple UK manufacturers and it's like, for the amount I was paying, I was like, oh my God, like, this is just.
Yeah.
Yeah, wild. But it is like, it's obviously, you know that it's like, ethical, so it's good.
Yeah, 100%. And also, the quality was good. And it's less hassle, let's be honest. It's less hassle, more money.
Yeah, but shipping times and everything. Like,
but yeah, if you want to do it proper, you do need to go overseas because you've got budgets. And I might like the budget's a lot more, not necessarily tighter, but finer. And I'm
that's crazy. 300-400, I was not expecting that. My guess was around 150, but that's like, crazy.
We did really well, man. I think we're
was it a pre-order or was it just you had stock?
You just had stock, stock. And then they had to print more because we sold out. Yeah, I think we initially had 200, they sold out, and then we sold another like 150 or something. So they were
the
delayed
was
the
like proper
batch.
Quick. Like,
yeah, but that's what they do, like, it's all they do, print. And then like they had all the blanks and shit. It was sick.
That's good, man.
They're
that's
amazing, crazy. Guys. They're so sick.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But yeah, what else is happening? So you got
the brand is the main thing I'm pushing right now. We've got like...
You
got
to get that going.
So many products in the works. Like this
that's
summer.
That's going to fly. Yeah,
summer's
going to
really be crazy. But I want to say like, we got, I don't really want to say it because people, but just, yeah, watch out for the brand, Experiment 5. Other than that, it's just the same old, to be honest. Like
same
just
old shit, keep pushing the
brand, working with brands, doing what I love.
What's your, shopping. We will wrap up that in a sec, but what is your, before we go, what's your favorite brand you worked with? Can you throw some shade as well? Any you really don't like and you haven't, because I can, there's a few I haven't got.
Oh, have you thrown shade at some before? Or would you? What's like the brand that you've worked with that you've either found just really difficult or, you know, like maybe a bit of disrespect, anything like that?
Well, the one I'll go with, like, starting with good. So the one I love is like JD. They are fucking amazing.
I was going to say,
they are
in terms of
phenomenal.
Paying the people, everything, like they are
best brand I've ever worked. One of the best brands.
They're like and top three for me for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, JD, MLB, Major League Baseball, they're amazing as
they
well.
They seem sick. Yeah,
yeah they're so cool.
Yeah, they need to contact
bad
me.
Bad experiences that I can mention, Meg, anything? To run everything by you just in case I get in trouble, but
it's hard because you don't want to burn any bridges, but there are some I've worked with
some smaller brands some smaller brands that have just sent me shit and then they're like, where's the video? I'm like, well, you haven't specified I'm doing a video. I'm not doing a video.
Yeah. And like,
I thought it was gifted, bro.
People don't realize that like you actually have to pay for stuff.
I can't put it on my main account. That's not my thing anyway.
Unless you like absolutely love it and it's they've sent me like this £2,000 worth of stuff
lights up and shit and it does crazy shit. That would work, but
to be honest, I think best brands I love working with IKEA was really good.
That's a cool one.
Like you can't go in any house in the UK and there's not something from IKEA in there.
Yeah,
so that
huge
was really
man
cool.
That's huge.
And that was my manager called me and she was like but I thought that deal was done because they reached out to me privately. I thought that's not happening. And then she phoned me and I was eating breakfast and she was like, oh, by the way, this one's come through. And I was like, what? I thought it was over, but she took over without, like, she didn't want to get my hopes up.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God. Like, that one was lit for me. And then, yeah, JD are amazing to work with.
Yeah, they're great. They're great.
Air Up are actually really good as well. Have you done any work?
No, but I know a lot of my mates have, man, and they pay really
quick. I think Jack did Air Up, no?
Yeah, I think loads of people have done it.
They use everyone, but yeah, they're like really relaxed.
Yeah, why the fuck?
As well.
I don't know why I've done it. Air Up, bro.
Mate, imagine.
Hit me up, man, please.
Little Air Up bottle sitting right here. That would be ideal. Yeah, no, they're really good. And they're very relaxed about it. Sort of like everything. They're like, just make it really organic. Like,
yeah.
Specific stuff. But I can't really think of a brand that, well, I can, but not that I'd want to say, because you never know. Like, it might, things change. You know?
Yeah, yeah. But okay.
There's just a lot of.
Yes. Right. Good.
Chilling.
All good.
Yeah.
Bro, thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure, man.
Pleasure, man.
I really enjoyed it. Really good conversation, actually.
It's my first podcast ever.
Yeah, bro.
Probably the last one as well.
You're not. No, why,
no.
Why?
No. It's just like, it's one of them things, like, what else can I go on a podcast and say that I haven't?
Yeah, you have probably have to go on quite like a niche podcast like this. But mate, it's been a pleasure, man. Thank you so much. No, you have to come back again.
Thank you for having me.
We do a season two or something.
100%.
Yeah. Still follow 5 Foot socials. Again, no government name can be provided at this time. He's killing it on TikTok, Insta, all the socials. Stay tuned for the brand. And yeah, thanks for watching, ladies and gents. The Hype Report drops Monday, 6 p.m. every single week. If you're listening on Spotify, chuck the little heart, a little like. And if you're on YouTube, subscribe, like, all that stuff. And yeah, we'll see you in the next one.